This is Anything and Everything, and I am DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford with our theme song, 9 to 5.
We started at 8:59, Sam. That's unacceptable.
Yes, well, we'll be a little behind. We'll get some extra time today, so take a listen.
Just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
The goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, but I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
I have to see you go.
We're sort of hoping that you'd stay. Say to
no, who cares? No vacant stare, no time for me.
I stop keeping track, talk myself in, I talk myself out, I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it, I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility, and I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out, and I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half time and
and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know that it'll all turn out. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right. We'll be united. And I know that we can be so amazing. And being in your life is gonna change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out. And I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Such a birthday. I just haven't met you yet.
That is a wholesome track by Michael Bublé.
Fantastic song.
Now, let me ask you, do you associate all Michael Bublé with Christmas music?
No, actually. I associate Michael Bublé with something totally different.
Even no though, Christmas music at all? Because I feel like I associate him completely with Christmas
not
music.
Not completely music. He has, I would say, he has a niche that he's carved out really well in terms of the big band Christmas music that not a lot of people do anymore. Ironically enough, you know who released a big band Christmas music album a couple years ago?
I don't know.
Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane, huh? Curious.
It's a good album. You should give it a listen.
Wow. I guess he's got that like deep vibrato voice going, you know?
He trained a lot. I don't know if it was the same teacher. I don't think it was the same teacher, but someone who worked with Frank Sinatra taught Seth MacFarlane how to sing. So he sounds remarkably like Frank Sinatra.
That is weird for a guy who created Family Guy to be doing
Family Guy, he sings a lot in Family Guy.
Interesting.
As his various characters.
Wow, well, it is 9:16, and DJ Rizzle King has a discussion topic up for us right now. Well, let's just say it's a bit applicable to his life.
It's a bit applicable. We've all heard, especially college students, but anybody really, that you need a certain, however many hours of sleep. When you're a teen, it's probably more like 8.5 to 9. When you're an adult, maybe more like 7. But that number is explicitly not 0. And human beings are not necessarily designed, per se, to get no sleep. We don't know why, but they're just not. However, sometimes you have a paper. Sometimes you have a test.
Sometimes you have a BME3 paper that you haven't started.
Not my fault, but also, yes, had not started it. But also, sometimes there is a entire season of The Office that needs to be binged. These things happen.
These are all important things. Equally important, you'd say.
The question is, is staying up all night ever a good idea?
Okay. Well, first, I have a question, which is, how long do you have to stay up for it to be an all-nighter?
For me, an all-nighter is past.
Because I wouldn't say, if you go to bed at 4, I would not say that's an all-nighter.
I would say it was past when the sun rises.
Okay, okay.
For me, that's
okay.
An all-nighter. I went to bed at 4 last night because the assignment I was working on isn't due till Saturday. The people I was working about, it's due today for them.
Mm-hmm.
They did not sleep. They
Interesting.
Pulled an all-nighter. They went straight from the paper that they were writing to the class that paper was about. That class that paper is for.
And so, we have actually breaking news from those people right now. I am hearing that, quote, we're so loopy. So
I would buy that.
The effects of the all-nighter are real. That's reporting live from the SciTech Center. Look at us. WMFO Real News.
Real
live
news.
On the air. I'm going to go with... I don't know if I've ever pulled an all-nighter.
A true all-nighter.
I don't think I ever have.
What's the latest you stayed up? Doing work. Let's focus on doing work right now. Because I went out and then got back late and stayed up talking to my friends. That's not an all-nighter for me. All-nighter has
Doing connotation. Work. You know, I don't know. Maybe 2?
That
2:30? 2:30? At college?
Shocking.
I don't think I've ever been up. 2:30, I think.
I think I was with you when you stayed up that late.
Well, I stayed up once till 2:30 this year.
Did you?
On a Wednesday. On a Wednesday.
It's always a Wednesday night or a Sunday night.
Yeah. I usually don't stay up that late because I'm also of the belief that usually just it's better when you wake up. So you know, sometimes at 2:30 in the morning, things that you thought were important don't seem as important.
And also things that you thought seemed immensely difficult maybe just aren't with sleep. But also, the sad thing is the fact that it needs to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Not for me, but
I'm not totally against the all-nighter. I just have not done it. I feel like I can't do it. For some people, I think it definitely works. If you can
get in
a groove.
It depends on the kind of work, I think. The thing we were doing last night was by no means mindless. It was very intellectually challenging, not just a lot of work.
You think that's conducive to the all-nighter?
No, I think it's the opposite.
I feel like you need a little bit of it, or you're just going to stop doing it.
You need a little bit of it. But if you have to stay up all night writing a paper that you've planned really well, and then it just kind of flows out, I think that's the perfect recipe for a good all-nighter.
Okay.
But
splash of preparedness. Big splash of coffee.
One of our darling, our dear friends, had too much coffee last night.
Well, hey, it's what you got to do for an all-nighter.
To use some scientific language, it induced shaking.
Oh, dear. Now, here's the thing I would say about coffee usage during an all-nighter is you got to apply at the right time.
Yes.
It's like sunscreen, right? You don't want to overdo it right away.
Well, if you apply when you're,
inside.
Tired.
Yeah, and you're tired.
Oh, I'm talking about sunscreen.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm talking about on the all-nighter. If you're tired
when you apply coffee to your skin to protect you from the sun.
To wake yourself up so you're like, wow, I'm burning. It hurts. I'm awake. That's how you use coffee, right?
Yes, that is it.
Okay.
I don't drink coffee.
That's why I've never understood iced coffee. I'd be like, that doesn't wake you up at all.
It wakes you up marginally less.
Okay, the ice coffee challenge.
Yeah,
actually, just as a little throwback.
If any of our listeners want to try that, don't.
Yeah, as a little throwback, Thomas, do you remember when you nominated me for the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, so vaguely.
In the 8th grade.
Was it that long ago?
I don't remember when.
You never did it, did you?
Nope. There is a video, though, on Facebook of Thomas wearing a sleeveless shirt, pouring not a bucket, but just like a bowl, just like a normal size bowl of water on his head.
Think if you're old-timey, it's the 40s and you're washing a shirt in a bucket. It was small.
Yeah.
It did not hold that much water.
I would say for an eighth grader, it was an impressive attempt at the ice bucket challenge.
I didn't even have anybody to film it for me, though. I just propped my phone up against the wall.
That was clear, I would say.
Yes.
I've actually watched that video more recently than you might think because somebody went through the entirety of my Facebook, which is a disaster. I will admit, it's really bad. It needs to be cleared out. But... that was on there because apparently we used to talk to each other via Facebook.
You and I did?
Like, let's hang out on Thursday. Just post it on Facebook.
Who? You and me specifically?
Just everyone. Everyone in the 7th grade. And back then, only like 6 of us had Facebook. So
you were the Facebook cool kids.
Everyone was just posting to each other. All right. We've had a good discussion. We've made no progress on our on all-nighters. It is now 9:22, and
if you want to give us a call, give us a call in. I was trying to signal.
DJ Rosenkick was like pointing up. He's like making man motions. I was like, what are you trying to say? It's 9:22. I know.
Nonverbal signaling is not my strength.
Anyway, yes, if you'd like to give us a call, call 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. If you have thoughts on the all-nighter, if you're being loopy right now,
if you have poured coffee on yourself this morning,
yes, have you poured coffee on yourself? Have you not slept? Call 855-915-WMFO.
This doesn't count as our PSA.
Ah. All right, well, you'll get another PSA later. One from the doc, presumably, unless Thomas and I play another game of who can read out loud better. But you've had enough talking from us, so we're going to play Everybody Talks.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Gotta say, all you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker, and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks. It started with a whisper. With a whisper. Gotta say, it started with a whisper.
Well, the good scientists that we are, we have done a little bit of research into the Ice Bucket Challenge video, i.e. we just watched it again. And, well, okay, some revealing things, and also some less,
okay,
you know, good things.
I'm
going to
give my perspective.
Okay, and then I will give an analytical, objective perspective.
Okay. There was actually a decent amount of water in that bucket.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we, let's talk about this bucket per se. I would call it a tub. Like a little tub type thing.
It's rectangular.
Yeah. Like a storage bin kind of thing. But kind of like maybe things you put like your like paintbrushes in. You know, I don't know, that kind
of
thing.
All of where I need my vast amount of storage for my paintbrushes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's where you keep them, and then you take out the paintbrush and then pour it on your head.
No, then you take out the paintbrush and
pour paint on your head, and that's the new challenge.
No, Sam. That's how you drink coffee is you paint it onto your skin.
With the paintbrush.
It's the applicator for your coffee.
Sorry, I was actually under the impression that what you did was you actually filled the paintbrush bucket with hot coffee, poured that on your head, and then used the paintbrushes to distribute. Yeah, so evenly distributed.
That's like a level 10 method.
Okay. Yeah. Like maybe it's really advanced.
It's an advanced technique.
But getting back to the ice bucket challenge, or... As it looks like it was, the bucket challenge.
Yeah. Because I may or may not have forgotten to put ice.
I don't know what you did. Did you chill the water? Did you chill on ice? And you're like, I don't want these ice cubes hitting me in the head. I'm just going to chill it.
It was cold water.
Uh-huh.
It did not have ice in it, which was kind of the whole point.
That's true. I mean, cold water hurts, but... Ice would have been nice. I think it would have been a nice touch.
So,
now, the videography, though, was impressive, especially for a one-man show.
But then on the flip side, just on the edge of the frame, you can see my lacrosse bounce-back machine that I had in middle school.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just good aesthetics.
It just
adds
to the period. It's a period piece.
This is what I really liked. I liked the way that you contrasted the green of the grass with the orange of the lacrosse bounce-back net with the blue of your tiny non-ice-filled bucket.
He's a liberal arts major, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we are going to listen to the end of Little Talks, keeping on our talk theme of songs. Then we're going to do our 9:30 segment of That About Sums It Up.
All this left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Well, it is about that time for That About Sums It Up. DJ Rizzle King, what is about summing up your week?
Nothing, I think. The two best feelings in the world for me are...
Were you thrown off by this music that's going on behind me?
I thought it was an Eminem song.
He did cover this. This is also not... Spotify doesn't have the real version.
Really?
It's very depressing.
Wow. I was like, we're really playing an Eminem song over the radio.
No. Yeah, but I was just curious to see what happened if rock matched with That About Sums
It's
It
working.
Up. Sums up your week?
The best feeling in the world, right, is cold water when you're thirsty.
I think,
hands down. Slightly below that is a nice warm shower.
Okay.
Luxury I haven't had in a little while.
In a while, huh?
In multiple days.
You've not had what? Mm-hmm. I didn't want to spoil That About Sums It Up.
Yeah, multiple days, and every time I'd be in the shower, because I have to cleanse myself. It would start to heat up, and I'd get so excited.
Enticed,
this
huh?
is it.
This is the day.
It would get right to that point where it just starts to, like, it just washes over your whole body, and then it would be cold again.
Mm-hmm.
And that about sums it up.
Oh. Now, I'm actually going to take my That About Sums It Up from the future, kind of.
Ooh.
So I have been registering for classes. Like, I've been on the CIS. I've been looking around, shopping, if you will.
Putting things in your shopping cart.
In my shopping cart, my enrollment cart, I'll call it. And I've been looking at my schedule. I'm like, okay, this is pretty good. Oh my gosh, could I possibly, for the first time, have no class Friday? Could I ensure myself a 3-day weekend?
Every weekend.
Every weekend. And as I put the last cart or the last class in my cart, I go to my calendar and I see that a once a week class is Friday at noon with a quiz at the very end.
And you have to go.
And I have to go. And just that feeling of absolute just let down right there, that about sums it up.
Not to rub Sam's face in it, I don't have class on Fridays as of my current schedule.
Oh my gosh. Would you like to take Organic 2 Chemistry Lab lecture with me? We could go to class together.
While the offer is enticing, I would rather take 16 English classes.
Wow, that one hurts. That one
hurts me.
Actually,
that's just a blatant lie. Yes. I would rather take Orgo.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be enjoyable in a lying way. You know what I mean?
In a way that's not true.
In a false way, I'm going to love it. But in a more truthful way, I'm not going to.
Okay.
If you kind of catch my drift.
Yeah, just like below the surface, you'll hate it.
Now we've got Broken by Lovely the Band. I actually found this song this summer. I like this one. It's a good one. So let me know what you think, DJ. It's okay.
Like that you're broken, broken like me. Maybe that it to the one I love. Yeah. Still don't know where he top, still don't know where I sign, still don't know where he rock them black diamonds in that chain. Still all up on each other, ain't a damn thing changed. My girls can't tell me nothing, I'm gone in the brain. I'm all up under him like it's cold winter time. All up in the kitchen in my heels, dinner time. Do whatever that it takes, he got a winner's mind. Give it all to him, meet him at the finish line. Me in my booth, in my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Me in my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Oh, killing me softly.
Coming up next, we just listened to Beyonce, no?
We did. A classic Beyonce song.
A classic Beyonce. What would come after Beyonce? Like, normally, on like a normal show, would
you
say?
So, Sam, should we play maybe some,
I don't know, like an opera, probably, of sorts?
I think that makes sense.
Probably, like, or...
But, Sam, how about an opera that's not quite an opera mm-hmm. and is stupid?
Okay, and one in which... You know, there's it's kind of the first rap. I would say this is a prelude to Hamilton.
Ooh, bold statement.
I mean, you see what I mean.
But I do see what you mean, except not.
Yeah,
but also,
okay.
I'll let you roll with that one.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with it. So this is what you get on Anything and Everything. When you come to WMFO, when you get Freeform Radio, when you listen to a show that in its title makes literally no sense, but, you know, you kind of understand where it's going, you get Beyonce followed by I Am the Very Modern... of a modern, I have a very model of a modern major general.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both as simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news, I've got it. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern major general.
I know Amythic history, King Arthur's answer paradox. I answer hard acrostics, I have a pretty tasteful paradox. I quoted elegiacs, all the crimes of Heliogabalus. In conic cycle, four peculiarities parabolus. I can tell undoubted Raphaels from Gerard Dowson's Ophanies. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. Then I can hum a few, but which I've heard the music's dinner for. Ooh, dinner for, got it. And whistle all the airs from that inferno nonsense dinner for. Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general. In fact, when I know what is meant by Mamelon and Revelin, when I can tell at sight a Mauser rifle from a javelin, when such affairs as sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy. Oh, I say strategy. Oh, that's a hard one, isn't it? I've got it. You'll say a better major general has never sat a G. For my military knowledge, though I'm packy and adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century, but still it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a mounted major general.
And that right there was very cool. We tried to sing along.
We pulled up the words. It could have gone worse. It definitely could have gone worse.
That was tough.
It was hard.
That was tough.
It was very difficult.
Like, that was rapping to me. I was trying to rap. You don't agree?
And let's move on from that statement.
All right. It is 9:44. It's about time for sweatpants or real pants. DJ Rizzle King, would you like to start?
So, Sam, would you like to make a guess as to my pants today, even though you've seen them? But based on my
late night last night. I will tell you what I was expecting to see
when
you walked out of your dorm today, which is I was expecting to see not just sweatpants, but I was expecting to see the sweatpants.
The
baggy ones with the boots that always come with them, and like that big sweatshirt. Exactly. I was expecting just full sweatpant day.
Instead, I am in the boots.
Wow.
Because I wear boots entirely too often.
Not too, just often. Good.
To the point where they are my boots are a distinguishing marker of me as a human being.
Yeah.
Which is a little sad.
Yeah.
I am wearing corduroy pants.
Pants of the corduroy variety,
real,
huh?
Very real pants. A nice long sleeve crew neck shirt.
Wow, that I can see.
And a jean jacket.
Thomas, I have to say, I am digging the jean jacket. I kind of want to get a jean jacket.
Good purchase. I was not pressured. Urban Outfitters.
Urban Outfitters, interesting. I feel like Urban Outfitters is generally too hipster for me.
See, I'm the same way, but a bunch of two of my favorite pairs of pants and one of my favorite sweatshirts and this jacket. You just have to know how to shop in Urban Outfitters to not look like an internet meme.
Interesting. I have, I believe, one article of clothing from Urban Outfitters, and it's pretty hipster, I'd say. It's like a white sweatshirt, but tie-dyed, but not totally tie-dyed. Someone had sprayed tie-dye on it in some way, but like didn't actually tie-dye the shirt. It's very weird. Kind of like someone did a bad ice bucket challenge, would you say, but with tie-dye? I don't know. What do you think?
I think that sounds like a thin comparison.
Kind of like someone did an ice bucket challenge with no ice, but with also tie-dye. Like, I feel like that's kind of...
And Sam, what are you wearing on your body today?
Right now, I am the proud wearer of real pants and a collared shirt. And here's really the kicker for me. I've worn real pants and a collared shirt every day this week.
Every day?
Every single day. I'm going for a full 5 days with just real pants. Now, the
I'm gonna go into your room and steal all of your
all
real
of
pants.
My real pants. Now I have them in two separate drawers, so you're gonna have trouble with that.
It's okay. Now, I can figure it out. I'm resilient.
Here's the real kicker for me is that today, so I am wearing Uggs, admittedly. But the only reason I'm wearing Uggs is because I put on socks, and I was like, these are the socks with the hole in them. And I didn't want to take off my socks and like put on new socks. And my Uggs are the only shoes that I can wear these holy socks with. And it's kind of fine. And you know, I don't notice it. So that's why I'm wearing the Uggs today. Otherwise, I probably would have put on real shoes. Yeah. So I'm pretty happy with it. Now, we're going to get one more song going. Throwback with the Black Eyed Peas. And then we're going to play a PSA. And then, I don't know, we'll see what goes on. You know, because... As a friend pointed out to us, we don't usually plan ahead.
And by usually, we mean never.
Hey, well, I think one day we made a playlist, but we'll see.
Boom, 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 gotta get that. 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 Boom, 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 that boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom. Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock. That future flow, that digital spit, next level visual shit. I got that boom, boom, boom. How to beat bang.
I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next shit now. I'm sold 3008. You sold 2000 and late. I got that boom, boom, boom. That future boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now.
Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, that boom, 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 that boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom.
I'm on that supersonic boom, y'all hear that spaceship zoom. When I step inside the room, them girls go ape shit. Y'all stuck on super 8 shit, that lo-fi stupid 8-bit. I'm on that HD flat, this beat go boom, boom, bap. I'm a beast when you turn me on. Into the future, Cybertron. Harder, faster, better, stronger. Texting ladies extra longer. Cause we gotta beat that bounce. We gotta beat that pound. We gotta beat that 808. That boom boom in your town.
People in the place, if you wanna get down, put your hands.
WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Yes, seriously. You know, we don't get serious very often on this show.
And by not very often, well, we mean almost never.
Almost never. But right now, we're going to get a little serious because with donations, the only way that we can, you know, play one PSA per show and we don't have to have commercials, we can, you know, we can stay out of the corporate eye this way.
No, but seriously, this is a great opportunity. Like, WMFO provides an opportunity not just for students, but for community members to get in and get their chance to be on the radio and share music that they want to share. Or share random stories that they want to share. And your support is really what makes that possible. So if you're feeling generous and if you want us to be able to continue this, if you donate, Sam and I will consider leaving the air because we know that that is the only thing keeping you from donating.
We would consider, for the station, we'd have to, I don't know, we'd have to do a podcast maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, actually, there's one more thing that we have to do, which is that, you know, we know that, you know, sometimes depending on the season, depending on the day, you know, listeners fluctuate, you know, the number of listeners. So, you know, regular listeners, we're thankful for those regular listeners.
Yes.
And so, well, you know, DJ Rizzle King and I are just going to give a shout out to one of our friends who we know listens, not live, but, you know, every week.
Every week.
During her watercolors class. So we're just going to give a shout out to Jordan. And Jordan,
we appreciate you, Jordan.
If you're listening to this while you're painting, what I want you to do is make a huge red X, just over the canvas.
All over your work.
Just boom, giant red X, and that way we'll really know if you're listening. So just, you know, give it a try. And now we also are going to play, you know, on anything and everything. We're gonna play, you know, a variety of stuff. What do we have, DJ Rose King?
If I'm being honest, I forget. I think I know.
Oh, you suggested it to me.
Ah, yes, okay. It's something I begrudgingly like now. We'll put it that way.
He makes way better music than he did before.
And better music than I would like to admit.
Yeah, so here is What Do You Mean by...
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Since you're running out of time, what do you mean? So indecisive, what I'm saying. Trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all fall protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Said you're running out of time, what do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Hey, that was What Do You Mean by... I don't know who that was, actually.
Oh, yeah, but, the name has escaped me.
I just can't remember who it was, so I don't know.
That was What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber. All right. Now, I wanted to get Sam's reaction to one of my...
Things
that is on my mind a lot recently.
I'm ready.
We are officially 1 week closer to Christmas music.
Ooh.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, I just don't know. I don't dislike it, but it just doesn't feel right this early.
I said we are 1 week closer to.
So, just 1 week closer to? Or are we saying Thanksgiving is the line?
I might. I don't know. See, because I think, you say within a week of Thanksgiving, it's okay to play Christmas music, right?
Within a week after?
I was looking for the loophole.
Ah, you tried to get me.
I was looking for the loophole.
But you cannot. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Anything and Everything. I am DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King. This is WMFO in Medford. Thank you for listening, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
I almost just said your name just now. I was almost like, I am. That's why I paused. I was like, I am DJ Slips.
Actually, we will not see you for 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Because next week we are off.
The week after that is Thanksgiving. And then we are back.
And we're back. We will be off for 2 weeks. Thank you so much for listening. And good morning, I guess, is where we're at.
Have a good day.
Thank you.